Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and recovering workaholic, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com or more directly at veryfunnylady.com. And now this week's blog is Born Again Workaholic, 8 Ways to Curb Your Workaholism. And now this week's blog is Born Again Workaholic, 8 Ways to Curb Your Workaholism. Summer's almost over. You might be on vacation, about to leave, or just coming back. Maybe you, clutch the pearls, haven't taken any time off this year and don't plan to. Take it from the woman who just took her first vacay ever. This is a bad move. You're important, but you're not indispensable. And you're even better when you've had a break from the daily grind. So, from one workaholic to another, here are 8 ways to dial it back a notch. Number 1. Cut your to-do list in half, then half it again, so you can see and do what's really important. Let the rest go. It's not getting done anyway. Number 2. Stop trying to do just one more thing. Number 3. Stop working until you pass out in front of your computer. Number 4. If you set up an alarm to get up for work, maybe you need to set one to stop. Number 5. If you have sick time, use it. Don't be a hero. And yes, mental health days count. If your job doesn't give you sick time, go to work, infect everybody, and force the company to change its policy. Think of it as the real meaning of going viral. Number 6, take a real grown-up vacation, not just a weekend. Number 7, have your non-workaholic friends do an intervention. Tell them to remind you how much more productive you are after you've taken time off. And number 8, remember that working hard doesn't mean working yourself to death. Dying at your desk is no way to go. And no, your funeral doesn't count as a vacation. Now go play. Go on. I mean it. Don't make me get up. Hey, thanks for listening to The Urban Irma. If you're a fan of the podcast, leave me a review on iTunes. Well, only if it's positive. If it's negative, I can't handle it. But leave some kind words. Let me know if you dig it, how much, and spread the good words.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/LeanneLord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't